It is time to talk some racing on the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition, and Paul Snowden joins us on the phone. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Dave.
Mate, to AIM, three-year-old guineas. We saw J-Mac in those China Horse Club colours. What did you think of the performance? Obviously, he's back to his best.
Yeah, look, we've been pretty happy with him. More preparation. Come back as a gelding, so, hopefully his mindset was better, which his trials leading into his first run suggested so, and we had a, obviously this race was a target race for him, but we had to kick him off somewhere. I think we might have scratched him on two or three occasions because of the wet tracks, but albeit it had to come to a stage we had to run him and it had to be a wet track, so it's not to his liking, but back on top of the ground on Saturday, we had that turn of foot late, which was really good to see.
And what was the plan heading into the race, Paul? Did you, and then what were the final directions to your to James?
Yeah, we drew quite awkward. I think we drew 16, come into 14 with the emergency. So when you're out that far and you've got a bloke like him on, you probably don't tell him too much. Just try and understand, get on the same page, sort of where we sort of want to be. And if we get any sort of a better result than that, well, it's a bonus in the run. But look, he executed it well. Albeit it was back on top of the ground for the horse, so
that he likes. Mate, it's a big decision, obviously, with the owners and China Horse Club, Newgate, etc. He was an expensive colt. He then has the snip, so he loses the ability, obviously, to be that colt and become a stallion prospect. Because he is now a gelding, I mean, you guys can have a lot of fun with him here over a number of seasons.
Yeah, look, he was quite early on. He looked quite impressive. Probably to the latter part of the two-year-old year, he may have lost his way a bit, but obviously you're climbing up in grade as you keep stepping out. So he was actually sold to Hong Kong. The sale fell through.
Oh, wow.
And that's why he got gelded the next day. Once that sale fell through, he was gelded, put back into the system. So I was lucky to still have him, I suppose.
So has he got... some sort of issue that why he wasn't sold, or because we know they can be quite particular.
No, he was sold. Everything had ticked off. Just the money hadn't come through. The deadline was there, and it wasn't met. So sale off, and carry on.
Gosh. Well, it's good for you. It's good for you and the old man, because as I said, you're going to have some fun. Look, do you think 14 is his right triple? Though now he has had that operation and he might settle a bit. Can he get a little bit further?
Well, he was trialled at a mile, and again, we go back to what we know now. His good tracks weren't his go. So, our on-road affected tracks. I wouldn't say no, but definitely that sort of 7 furlong niche, that definitely fits the bill. But I wouldn't hurt to sort of have another go at a mile. Just the simple fact that we get those conditions, like I said, is what we know now. What he needs might not be beyond him.
Now, no, it's back to business for you, Paul, but how were the celebrations last night?
Yeah, no, they were quite good Saturday night. Just a quiet little round of drinks with a few of the owners, which got up there.
Just a quiet little round, was it? Just a quiet little round?
It was a few rounds, but it was very low-key. So, actually driving back down, we're just past Dos Harbour, so we're on our way back home.
Yeah, but what about the way in which the sales went for you guys? I mean, did you purchase a lot? I mean, you've got a lot of faithful owners, including China Horse Club. How many have you picked up thus far?
We did. We bought about half a dozen ourselves. I think we're sort of around that 20 mark, but I still just haven't sort of spoke to Henry and James as to what's coming our way there. So, that's pretty much a pretty good sale in anyone's language. Sort of come away with 20-plus yearlings. So happy for everyone's support, and to continue this year.
I've got two questions for you. One, no doubt you would have been watching from afar the run of Remark there in Sydney. You've obviously been involved with Golden Slipper winners, etc. To punters out there that are sort of saying, oh, we've seen the slipper winner and all this sort of thing, what would your advice be to them, that there's a lot of water to roll under the bridge?
Oh, of course there is, but you got to have a look at the performance itself. There's still a lot more to offer there. Did a lot wrong. and still very new, obviously, stepping out to be the first start. But if they can keep improving from one run to the next, that's what we want to see.
Have you got any at home that would be up to a slippy dome to give us the name? We'll just be watching like Hawkeye.
I hope I have, Dave. I really do.
What about today at Muswellbrook? Four in today. Any reports back from the Sydney stable about a possible winner there, you think?
Yeah, I think they're all going up there in good order. They're in their right races. So there's horses there that they just take a little bit of time to sort of come to hand. The soft approach for them. And they all should run well. So all of the tracks for them.
Well, mate, we're looking forward to it. We'll give our listeners your tips there or your ones to look after. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning and congratulations on the win with AIM.
Good on you guys.